USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is meeting with all parts of the Democratic Party on Wednesday. The White House saying he'll meet with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Biden then will transition to a gathering with more moderate members of his party, including West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and Arizona Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Progressives will get their chance with Biden tonight when they meet with the president. The meeting's taking place as the president is trying to rally support for his $3.5 trillion spending plan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer slamming Senate Republicans for refusing to extend the federal debt limit. Schumer addressing the Senate, accusing Republicans of playing games to gain political advantage and saying it endangers the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden says nothing is more urgent than defeating COVID around the world. Biden opening a global COVID summit and saying, we've all suffered in the pandemic.
The United States has lost more than 670,000 of our fellow Americans. Worldwide, the death toll is above 4.5 million people.
Biden calling it an all-hands-on-deck crisis and saying the solution lies in global vaccinations. The search is back on in southwest Florida for Brian Laundry. He's the fiancé and a person of interest in the Gabby Petito case. Crews are looking for any signs of Laundry on the Venice side of Carlton Reserve, a 25,000-acre swampy area in Sarasota County. Laundry hasn't been seen in more than a week after his parents said he went for a hike in the park. Yesterday, the FBI confirmed a body found in Wyoming is that of Petito, and the coroner ruled the 22-year-old's death a homicide. This is USA Radio News.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Boston gym owners are petitioning against the local COVID-19 mask mandate because it is badly affecting their business more than others. Jess Franikolaski owns the Handlebar Cycling Studio in Boston. She says her business started making strides in July and was starting to get back to normal. However, then the emergence of the Delta variant and now new mask mandates have slashed her numbers again. She also tells Fox News what she believes is killing businesses like hers on the East Coast.
Yeah, at this point in time, in cities like Boston and D.C., I feel as though it's not the virus and the pandemic that's killing our business, the government. I just hope that they can listen up and understand that this blanket mandate is not fair and it doesn't apply equally to different types of industries.
Boston gym owners have joined together and started a petition against the mask mandate, collecting signatures to send to Boston Acting Mayor Kim Janney and Governor Charlie Baker. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is adding another bail reform measure to the special session agenda. The governor announcing on Wednesday that he wants the Texas legislature to approve a constitutional amendment giving judges the power to deny bail under certain circumstances where people are accused of violent, sexual, or trafficking offenses. Voters will have a final say on the ballot reform idea. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.